When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Rendo, Steve here.
L. Larson.
And welcome back to News Brief. Of course, this past week saw the release of multiple wrestlers. I think 22 with regards to like the restructuring of the company, the conglomerations, the redundant, whatever.
Yeah.
But there is an additional one that happened, I think, on Friday. So
right
we were already.
SmackDown. Yeah, right before
we were
SmackDown
already.
Started.
We were already on our weekend. Not having any of that. It was Matt Riddle. So this is what happened. Matt Riddle announced shortly before Friday SmackDown that he'd been released by WWE, tweeting this out. Just wanted to inform everyone that I'm no longer with WWE. Thank you for the memories and opportunities. Also, thank you to all the fans for the support and love you give me every time I go out to the ring. See you all soon. So, details behind this shortly thereafter. Fightful Select reported that Riddle hadn't been on the road or factored into WWE creative plans since an incident at JFK Airport on September 10th. Fightful added that, quote, one WWE higher-up said that he burned through too many chances while in WWE. So if you remember correctly, or if you remember back on the 10th, there was a bizarre incident at JFK where he accused there was some sort of incident with him that led... Yeah. Like the security of the airport, which I think
port
is police.
Port authority.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Port Authority.
To show up. And then they did their investigation. Things seemed to be okay. And then he went and said, this guy assaulted me sexually. And then the Port Authority, I guess, we're going to look into that and do an investigation. But like after that incident, Riddle was not factored into any WWE stuff. And he was not on Raw on that Monday.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. Riddle's time on the main roster has been, there's been issues seemingly. There's accusations, allegations made against him. He was written off TV for a while to go to rehab, reportedly. It seemed like after the incident at JFK, you know, it, whatever happened there, that was enough for WWE essentially to say, all right, you're off the road.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got no plans for you. And that was that.
Yeah. This isn't the first time something like this has happened in his career in terms of him getting booted from the company because pissing off people in higher position. Famously, of course, he comes from the world of UFC and Dana White, no fan of Matt Riddle, said he blew drug tests. When all he had to do was come in three times a year and pass a drug test. And he had a lot more comments to say about him as well. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, very recently as well, basically called him a moron. This seems to be a pattern of behavior of, you can call it, you know, severe mental health issues, can't get out of his own way, immaturity, whatever the case may be. Which is interesting simply because from everything else, like in terms of what he brings to the table, the guy really did have all the makings of a wild success story. Like I think he could have been a massive success. His creative wasn't always great, but he really found something special with the fans, with RK-Bro and his chemistry with Randy Orton. And his in-ring ability was really high up the scale.
Yeah.
Guy was a really phenomenal professional wrestler. He took to it very quickly, even, you know, back when he, you know, he had like a terrific rookie year on the indies.
Yeah.
Just, you know, making a name for himself. I mean, he came, like I said, from UFC. But in terms of transitioning to pro wrestling, like very few have done it as well as Matt Riddle had. And I know Dave Meltzer, I remember when Matt Riddle got signed to NXT, Meltzer was saying this guy could be huge, like huge. And you know, we had seen him at a PWG show. Yeah. Yeah. And I agreed with that assessment, you know?
Yeah. Given especially his character preceding his run of WWE and even during his run of WWE, it seemed like an odd fit, you know, him going to WWE, because WWE is such a they market themselves as a family friendly corporation. Mm-hmm, and yeah. And Riddle's character prior to going to WWE was so centered around being a bro and smoking weed. And there was allusions to that during his run of WWE, but it seemed like an interesting fit, you know, to begin with.
Well, I don't disagree with that, but you know, if he came in as the not Louis Spicoli, but what was the first name of Spicoli in Fast Times at Ridgemont?
Oh, because
that's essentially he was Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah.
And I don't, to me, I always just felt, okay, he's got tons of personality.
Yeah.
And I always felt that Riddle was sort of, he wasn't quite as much into the weed thing as RVD was, for example, who was very blatant about it. But WWE over the past couple of years, anyways, they leaned into it. I mean, Randy Orton sort of gave him no choice. They had 420 shirts and all that stuff.
Yeah, they did.
And they recognize what appeal that would be to a certain demographic.
Yeah, which I to a degree found surprising of the company, you know, again, because they angle themselves as being, you know, a PG product that's focused on providing entertainment for the entire family. And then, you know, to angle towards that, I was like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Wasn't expecting
that. It was mildly surprising. But regardless, they had something with them. And, you know, I thought that when Seth Rollins cut that promo on him with the backstage thing, I was like, ooh, that's going to be difficult. I mean, you know, there was obvious issues between him and Seth Rollins stemming from what Matt Riddle's wife had said in the past about him and Becky Lynch. They seem to have gotten over that. It's like, okay, you know, he was ruffling some feathers with the Goldberg thing, but it didn't seem to be too out of line. It just felt like a young, hungry guy who was taking the older dudes to task. And, hey, I want in on this.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't take kindly to that, Goldberg nor Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
But he was in the company, and I honestly thought that the dude had a path to, you know, the main event at some point. But they never really could reconcile how to get him out of the bro stuff enough so that he wouldn't be a comedy act, which in the end is what he ended up being.
Yeah, totally. Totally. No, yeah, you're right. You're right. And it's interesting that the aspects of his character that to a degree seemed like it was an odd fit for a company like WWE. I wonder if it eventually kind of got in the way because they just saw him as this comedic character as opposed to anything else. And it seemed like there was instances where they would try to pivot him away from just being a comedy act to some, you know, like a more intense competitor last a couple of weeks, and he'd be back to being, you know, the bro again, you know?
Yeah. I wonder if it's one of those things where it was the what he brought to the table they felt was too one dimensional to do much of anything with beyond just, you know, the comedy shtick, the hey bro, that kind of stuff. I thought that they were going to try to do that with that Seth Rollins stuff because it did show him a level of intensity during that promo that I thought, okay, this is going to be something they can run with.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
But like I mentioned earlier in the episode, there was a slew of releases.
Yes.
And there's a few of them have been talking about their time with WWE. Obviously, Mace and Mansoor have been making a lot of waves with their comments, often in a very comedic manner. I know they were on Twitch looking at like a bit with Braun Strowman when he came, and there was supposed to be a lunchbox bit with Braun eating the sandwich in the lunchbox that Triple H really wanted to have happen.
And the lunchbox flew into the crowd,
And it seemed like Maximum Male Models was a Vince McMahon baby, as was, evidently, Rick Boogs.
Yes.
So what did Rick Boogs have to say about Vince McMahon?
Yeah, so following his release, Rick Boogs had been fairly vocal in why he thinks he was let go by the company. Saturday, Boogs offered up a quick life update video on YouTube, stated in said video, quote, "Let me tell you." No, something.
He is the most "let me tell you something" wrestler WWE probably had.
He said, "Let me tell you, it's been an interesting time in my life with my job at WWE being terminated due to a backstage political power play. At least that's my opinion of it, but now is not the time to talk about it. I will get into detail about that when the time is right." So it was in the comments of that video that Boogs is like boogsing out. You know, he more or less gets I feel like his thesis out, and I assume there's just more detail. So he responded to a variety of comments posted under that YouTube video, and here's a sampling of those comments. He says, I can say with 100% certainty the removal of Vince killed my career. Elsewhere, he said, a lot of people tell me I was their favorite, mainly their kids' favorite, which is the way it should be considering it's a PG show. Also, aside from my time with Vince, the character wasn't even given a chance. The audience has zero idea about all the bullshit I've had to put up with for the years. I have plenty to say once the time is right. Elsewhere, he says, pretty much everyone in the corporate side of the company agreed, which is why I was always the third-party guy doing commercials for Old Spice, Snickers, Mike's Hard Lemonade, and Toyota. However, one person clearly has some weird grudge against me. Who do you think that one person is?
That's Triple H. It's Triple H. When Triple H was running NXT, Boogs was never on TV. I remember, Larson.
Once. He was on once.
Yeah. When I went to the Performance Center, and they gave us a tour, and we did this little, like, they toured. They went into, there was, like, a promo room that they were doing. Like, it was him and, who was the gal that was with NXT, went to AEW for a second? MJ Jenkins, I think her name was.
Yes.
And she was great. And they were doing a promo, and I was like, "Who is this guy? This dude is just a ball of muscle and energy and charisma." And they never use him. And I was like, "Oh, is it like they don't see him enough? Like the in-ring stuff, like, might not be there." Let's face it, like, Boogs was never like the best in-ring guy. He had everything else.
He even had the amateur background. He was an amateur wrestler.
Yeah, I wonder if maybe they were trying to focus on the wrong thing when it came to his in-ring, because that is kind of, using those amateur wrestlers are usually like pretty darn good in the ring.
Yeah, it was interesting that we didn't see him basically in all NXT. He gets called up to main roster, and just based on his character, you could tell this is a character that Vince would take a liking to immediately.
Oh,
and then you
match
that with the fact that he's huge and jacked. It seemed like this is something Vince would get behind.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, he got hurt at WrestleMania during the tag title match. It took him a while to come back. He was on TV somewhat after he came back, but obviously not to the same degree he was when Vince was in charge day to day. I mean, I maybe there's some credence to what he says here. I don't know. That's my dryer beeping. Apologies for that.
Well, you know what's interesting about that is, not your dryer beeping. Doesn't it kind of say to you that Vince might be hands-on with the scripts? Evidently, he is letting Triple H run with the roster that he wants. Look, I understand that a lot of people were just released, but frankly, those people weren't being used by Triple H anyways. I mean, I think in many cases he was trying. I think he tried some stuff with Riddick Moss and Emma. Didn't really pan out maybe the way they wanted it to.
Mm-mm.
But beyond, like, the people who literally were not being used.
Yeah.
Like, Vince seemingly is running. I'm sorry, Vince is letting Triple H run with his guys. And it's clear as day that Boogs was not really a Triple H guy. Yeah. I mean, you look at Vince had him with Shinsuke as this odd couple pairing that actually had pretty decent chemistry.
Yeah.
Triple H sees Shinsuke in a very different light. Yes. And that's what we're seeing right now. So doesn't that say to you that just because Vince is involved in creative, seemingly he's letting Triple H run a little bit, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. This seems like, there it goes again. My apologies for the beeping dryer. Totally. It definitely seems like a situation where Triple H gets to do what he wants to do on the day-to-day basis. And when it comes to TV time, Vince gets in there with his red pen and makes a couple changes, and that's that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That seems to be the extent of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, I think the world of Boogs, I really do. I think that he has got tons of charisma, big jack muscle guy. I thought a lot of his stuff was really funny. I don't know what kind of chance he would have, like, necessarily in AEW, but Matt Riddle's got to be somebody that Tony Khan is going to snap up, I would think.
It could be. I mean, speaking about that, as close as we get to some Punk news today, so we can mention this real quick, unless you got to that earlier and I didn't notice it.
Nope.
So I Dave Meltzer on the recent Wrestling Observer Radio was talking about Riddle and got to the subject of Punk as well. So he had to say, from a locker room, a disruptive situation, that those are leagues apart, you know, Riddle and Punk. There are a lot of people with bad feelings about Punk and management in WWE. There's nobody with bad feelings and management on Matt Riddle and AEW.
Yeah.
I mean,
I
don't know.
A lot of people with bad feelings about Punk and management and WWE.
No, I mean, that aspect I think is truthful. I think there's probably a lot of people in WWE that want nothing to do with CM Punk.
I think Matt Riddle, I think Matt Riddle would probably, it's funny because you alluded to this as being, or you mentioned that you didn't think Matt Riddle, when he got signed, would be necessarily, he'd be like a weird fit for WWE. Maybe not for AEW.
Maybe not. You know? Well, yeah. And we signed, I should have specified that an odd fit from the corporate side. You know, like.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. But like, if you look at AEW, like, I'm not saying that they, you know, overtly promote marijuana use, but they just bring back RVD.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other instances in which case that would have been the deal, but I can't really off the top of my head.
I can't.
Nobody's gimmicked with weed.
No.
But that being said, Riddle's a big name.
He is, and being in the PWG circle, I'm sure he has relationships with a lot of people in AEW.
A lot of them. Yeah, absolutely. And so it's like, if he's got a clean slate with AEW, why wouldn't they give him a go? You know, they might not, you know, shoot him to the moon immediately, but hey, Cameron Grimes is the guy who's on TV very often.
No, like not at all.
Like ever, yeah.
Yeah.
He's got to be pretty happy right now is my point. But yeah, Matt Riddle. I could see AEW snapping him up pretty quickly. When they say those releases
days.
Of December?
December 20th. Well, all for right. him, it'd be from Friday. So whatever 90 days after Friday it would be that. But it's what, the 22nd? 22nd.
So whatever January pay-per-view they got coming up.
Yeah.
You know, because you know they're going to do one in January.
Yeah, you know. That's going to be the case.
Yup. Anyways, that's going to do it for News Brief. Hey, do us a favor. Hit that thumbs up. Hit that subscribe button if you like this video. Tell a friend and leave us a comment.
Yeah, anyways, that's please.
Yeah, right, right. Comments, yeah. Good.
Comments, great. Yeah. Engagement.
Come on, let's Punk Daily out here. We got a little bit of Punk news, Larson. There we go.